Welcome everyone, this is Santiago and Erica's Christian Walk, and we're here today to talk to you about the armor of God.
Hey y'all!
Before we start this podcast today, this show today, we are going to start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you Lord for your love. Thank you Lord for always being with us, Lord, for always covering us with your blood, Lord. Lord, thank you for protecting us and protecting our listeners out there, Lord. And thank you for this chance, this opportunity to share your love, your word, your work with all these people who need encouragement out there, Lord. Thank you for always being with us. And thank you for always bringing them to us, Lord, and us to them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the things you've done.
Yes, Lord. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Lord, as we say every time, we don't know everything, God, but we do know some things from your spirit and from our experience, Lord, about what you want us to know about you, God. I just ask that you would help us shine your light to people listening and that we would enjoy our talk today. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right, guys, thank you for coming back to us, Lord, and we start with the armor of God today. The armor of God is in Ephesians 6:10-18.
Yes, and it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of this darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the darts, fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, that's a long passage, but it's about the armor of God. And the first thing I think about when I think about armor is protection.
Yes, it's how we protect ourselves and from what. So, Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." So what are wiles, Erica?
So I looked up the definition, Santiago. Wiles, which is talking about of the devil or our enemy, mean devious or cunning stratagems employed in manipulating or persuading someone to do what one wants. So basically it's a form of deception.
All right. So that means that if God says I'm valuable, everything that says otherwise will be a wile.
Exactly. It's something the enemy wants you to believe, so he will destroy you ultimately, because his job is to steal, kill, and
destroy.
Yes.
Destroy. Yes. To me, before we start breaking this down, to me, the armor of God is just how we... Let's imagine a soldier that goes to war and he has nothing. He needs something to protect himself from the enemy. So that is what we have, the armor of God. As Christians, every time we wake up, every time that God wakes us up and let us live another day, we need to have something to go out there and start our day. And that, to me, that is the armor of God.
Amen, amen. Awesome. Yes, and I wonder sometimes when I'm reading that, what is the armor of God? What is it for? And how should we use it? You know, because like Santiago said, we're in a war against the evil forces around us, against the enemy, the devil, our flesh. But anyhow, it's to protect ourselves and even be defensive and offensive. whenever we're up against hard things and the evil in this world?
Well, one of the things that we need to get protection against what God says about us. One of those things is God says that we are valuable. God says that we are loved. Mm-hmm. God says that we are made according to His own image. Mm-hmm. And God says that we are saved. So anything and everything that says otherwise, it is against of God. Mm-hmm. So I have to believe that I am loved, that yes. I am saved, yes. that I am valuable. And I am saying we have to believe, because sometimes our worst enemy, it is our own mind. Mm-hmm. Some spirits come to our minds and they say, no, you're not valuable. And we start believing that we're not valuable. We start believing that we're not saved or we're not loved. So that is the first thing that we need protection yes, from.
Definitely. That's a basic one. And if you don't believe that, then you'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't
yeah.
believe you're loved and you don't believe you're valuable and accepted, you'll go for things that, you know, will harm you in the end, like drugs, sex, rock and roll, whatever you want to say. But you'll be looking to other things to fill that void and that that acceptance.
Yeah, that brings us to Ephesians 12, which is, We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, which is drugs, sex, alcohol, and all that kind of stuff that we are used to seeing as kids. We grow up seeing our elders or people, mm-hmm. adults, just drinking, smoking, and doing stuff, getting drunk, getting into situations that don't really need to be, and we think that is the way we need to do it.
Right. From my own life, I'm speaking about what you're saying, is that, you know, in my testimony I gave at the very beginning in the introduction, was talking about how I was going through phases where I would drink and party and have sex with guys and stuff like that, just sleeping around, and God saved me from that. It took a lot of prayer, a lot of just changed my life through the grace of God, and I just want to encourage someone that's stuck in a rut, and maybe your rut, maybe one of the three, two of the three, three of the three that I mentioned, but God can change your life, and He does it for your good. You know, He doesn't just do it just because He wants you to think you're wrong. No, He didn't come to condemn anybody. It says that in John 3:16, a little bit past 3:16, how God didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. So anyhow, I don't know if this is off the subject, but I was going to explain about it. Half a year after God changed my life and changed me to stop doing the drinking, partying, and sleeping around, half a year into it, I got really overwhelmed by a feeling that I wanted to go back. And I just, I was at a crossroads, like, okay, do I go back to the world? Which I didn't want to, but it was just so tempting to. And thank you, Lord, by your grace, I overcame that temptation and that problem that was facing me. But that's kind of like temptation, and I feel like the armor of God is supposed to help you against temptations, against doubts of things of God that you know to be true. For example, just say in this instance with COVID-19, you know, people are having a hard time trusting God for several reasons. Maybe you've lost your job, maybe you are just not understanding what's going on, and you don't feel like God is in control or that He's good. Well, I feel like this armor is supposed to help us in that fight against doubt and temptations to believe that God is not good.
Yes, yes. I think that sometimes, especially if we have left our jobs or we are stuck in a really, really terrible situation, we start doubting ourselves. We start thinking that I'm not good for this, I'm not good for that. But as Christians, and I said it a few minutes ago, is that we need to believe what God says about us. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that God says is we are valuable. Mm-hmm. And we need to stand there. We have to, as Ephesians 6:13, we need to withstand. All right, we have to be able to withstand in the devil day, or the evil day, is what I want to say. Actually, the scripture says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." So you have to find yourself in a position to say, God loves me. I am loved. God says, I am valuable. So I am valuable. Again, sometimes it's really hard depending on your situation. You guys know what situation you are. But depending on your situation, whatever that situation is, look up to God and say, you love me, God. I love you back. So I am loved. I am valuable. I am made. I was created the same as you, Lord. Like, you created me, Lord.
Right.
So I am valuable. And that will help you. That will help you go on. And that is what the armor of God at the beginning is telling us. Trust the Lord. Get yourself dressed with faith. With those things that God has given us,
yes,
to actually be able to walk out there and to be a good Christian. Mm-hmm. So to be a good Christian, we have to believe that God is there for us. And He is. He totally is. So that's the main thing. We have to withstand with our faith and be unmovable. So nothing's going to change what God says about me and about ourselves.
Right. Right. That's great, baby. Going back to, it's the same that I was talking about, the temptations. Now, for me, it's food. So, I mean, I'm sure a bunch of us can understand and grasp that one, because we all deal with it, especially during COVID-19. It's easy to snack. It's easy to eat too much. But anyhow, with that, you know, that's something that I'm working on. I'm striving toward is getting better at that. And I feel like the armor of God is going to help me fight against that, because something like temptation is coming my way. And I have to know that God is in me and I can overcome temptation. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, "There is no temptation. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." That's 1 Corinthians 10:13. So in my struggles, I have a way out. Because God has said in His Word He's going to make a way out. And I have to be able to find that way and go with it.
Yeah. Up to me to find that way out, we just need to sometimes ask the Lord. Say, hey, Lord, how do I overcome this situation? Mm-hmm. What is that you want me to understand? That you want me to start doing? Mm-hmm. That you want me to see? That I'm not seeing is probably right in front of me, right there on my nose, but I still can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but He has a way. If He has allowed you to stay in that situation or to be in that situation, it's because the Lord needs us to grow. The Lord needs us to know that He is there for us and that He is a good Father that is holding your hand,
yes,
to guide you the right way.
Amen. Yes, definitely. Well, I just wanted to say maybe a couple other things and then we'll be done for the day. Does that sound good?
Sure.
I think as Christians, we should be constantly taking ground for Christ in our lives. And what I mean by that is, step by step, becoming a new person, and we are a new person in Christ. God doesn't want you to stay the same. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different
results.
Amen. So we just want to give maybe a few more things about the specific armor and then get into the armor itself next time.
Yes, today we read the whole passage, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, but we only worked or kind of explained what it meant, what it means to us, Ephesians 10 to 13.
16, yeah.
Okay, so next week we will continue with Ephesians 6, 14 through 18 and how the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, mm-hmm. the helmet of salvation works mm-hmm. for us and to us according to our own understanding. Not to our own understanding, but to what God has showed us so far. All right? So this is all for today. And
feel free to leave a comment. There's voice comments you can make or just something written. Like.
Yeah, and remember, if you like our podcast and we are helping you, allow us to help others by sharing our podcast or subscribing. Remember, you can listen to us on Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcast, and some other. So to finish this show, we are going to finish with a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to share with people. Lord, as we always say, we're new Christians and we're hoping to please you in what we say. God, we want to go with your word. So correct us if we're wrong and help us to give a message to others that they're needing to hear. And thank you so much for this opportunity today to learn about your armor and that we're working against spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord, not against people. And that you love us so much that you would be with us and give us everything, all the tools we need to make it successful in this faith walk. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye.